So, Viagra.
It's a joke.
Any drug that could kill you from lack of blood to the brain in the worst possible way, I don't think I want to try it.
We're not starting off like this.
I'm just saying.
Miniso!
Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes. Watch out! Oh, we were talking about it at work the other day. It was funny that you mentioned it. It's like,
what a retail is quiet, isn't it?
But apparently you can die from it.
Well.
It'd have to be like an extreme case though, right? It'd have to be like...
Yeah, I guess. Like, I don't know, I don't take it. We have started like this, haven't we? I can hear the complaint emails coming in already. What else is going on? Greg Oden signing?
We might touch on that in a sec.
Oh, I'll get stuffed in. I'm looking forward to talking about my boy.
You didn't say it with as much emphasis anymore, you know.
What?
When you used to say get stuffed in, it used to be really like a real heartfelt, well, get stuffed in.
It's a late session.
You're calming down in your years.
Oh, it's late. I've got a nice warm coffee. It's pissing down with the rain.
You just mellowed.
Well, oh, yeah, that's some good coffee. I've really fallen in love with coffee lately.
Coffee's great, man.
Oh, man. Like, it's got to be good coffee. Like, we just
Are you having, like, instant coffee or you're having a legit coffee?
Oh, this is... You're gonna laugh.
Are you having, like, crack coffee? Like...
This is a mocha white sachet.
Oh, that's not even coffee.
It tastes fantastic.
This is like a mocha white coffee.
It tastes...
Did you raise your eyebrow at me when you said that then?
Raise my fist. That tastes fantastic. But I love getting a caramel latte from Michelle's Patisserie.
Just get a milkshake. I don't understand people who get these drinks. Just get a milkshake.
What's wrong with a caramel latte?
Oh, man, it's not even coffee.
What is it?
It's just sugar in a cup.
I don't have sugar in mine.
It's still sugar.
I don't need sugar because I'm sweet enough.
Well, some people who might need a little bit of sugar, The New Orleans Pelicans, who unveiled their new uniforms the other day.
Mm.
Now, I am more than aware that teams never get it right first time around. You know, we can all sit and think back of the Bobcats' horrible orange skin jerseys.
Yeah, that was bad.
They even tried to migrate and have the, what was it, the grey racing car flag.
Which wasn't too bad.
It was a little bit better, right? Little bit better. Then they went to the pinstripe, was a little bit better again. Their uniform.
I like that one, actually.
But, I mean, like, teams don't usually get it right first time around. Totally understand that. But I just have to say, that was a pretty bland effort.
Yeah, ho-hum effort.
Like, they said they wanted to make, you know, the New Orleans, the big impact and the big emphasis behind the jerseys. The font was so small anyway.
Yeah, I saw a few complaints about the font being small. And
it was
I'm right with you.
The number was like, three times as big as, like, New Orleans written across there. It kind of looked like they grabbed a little bit of Charlotte Bobcats and a little bit of Oklahoma City style, meshed them together, threw in their navy and gold colorway, and went, yeah, that'll do.
I was expecting, like their logo's got that nice red in it. I was expecting something like that. Like the whole jersey and shorts being red with something down the side and big New Orleans across the front across the front.
To my surprise, when a team changes their name and they bring in their uniforms, they can only have the home and away. They have to wait another year before they can bring in a secondary colorway.
Why?
I don't know.
Is that a stern?
I think it is.
Yeah, that's hope still.
Because I was really looking forward to seeing this crimson red jersey from those guys. But I mean, if that's all they're going to give us, well, then I'm kind of a little bit happy as well that we're not.
Yeah. Well. Let's just, I want to see how it looks on TV, playing and stuff, but they'll have to make a change.
I mean, it's one of those things, right? If the team sucks, then we'll all hate the uniform even more, especially with the changes they made. But if the team, you know, turns around, makes the playoffs, it'll be like Oklahoma City all over again. Like, everyone will be like, oh, man, love the jersey, love the uniform. Like,
oh, no, those OKC ones.
I remember when the OKC ones first came out, everyone's complaint was, well, it's a poor man's New York jersey.
I don't understand. Like, there's no imagination going into those OKC jerseys.
Do we really want, like, late 90s styles jerseys again, though, with the when all of a sudden the NBA thought it was a good idea to emphasise the mascot of the team?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah, I like the that old Hawks jersey with the hawk on the front. I like that old Raptors jersey.
The buck, the Milwaukee Bucks with the big deer on it.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Why not?
The Detroit Pistons with the horse.
Yeah, that was shit.
The flaming horse.
Yeah, no, they should have stayed with what they've got now. But yeah, I think it can work with certain teams. Like, the Hawks did it well, I thought. That was a good jersey. Raptors was all right. I like the Raptors. I don't know why I just liked the Raptors jersey back then. You couldn't do it for the Bulls or anyone.
It's got to be this better than the Spurs grey uniform, right?
That has actually grown on me this
week. I don't mind it too much, too. I'm
yeah.
A little bit reluctant when I said that.
Yeah, I did hate it. I think just because it was the Spurs. But, no, it definitely grown on me, that jersey.
Now, we have to give a little bit of a special shout-out. BG, he's an uncle again. So just want to send out a big congrats to Sarah. She's a member on the Courtside Facebook page, all caps Courtside, and had a baby boy, Liam.
Another Lakers fan joins the club.
God, I hope not.
Of course he is. Come on, mate.
Only the best. All right, one little throwback topic before we get into the bigger stuff. I don't know if you saw, but the Sacramento Kings have slowly been making their moves, slowly making all their hirings, and Mike Malone, the head coach, has brought in Corliss Williamson.
I like it.
So, Big Nasty, as we used to call him back in the day.
Yep.
I just wanted to ask you, what's the one thing you remember about Corliss Williamson the most?
I think I know what you remember about him the most.
Really?
The one thing I remember Corliss Williamson is being a key member of that Pistons bench.
Yes.
To win a championship.
That's true. Like, this Super Six man came on, a bit of a do-it-all man.
Yeah, and I think I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
You're going to say the fight.
No!
Are you not?
No! But the thing, and I think anyone who has, like, basketball cards might remember this, might remember a few shots of him. He had the longest fingernails for a basketball player I've ever seen. They were literally like little talons.
What are you?
I'm telling you.
You have a micro, like, what's that bloody thing called? You look at things and it's bigger. Magnifying glass. Magnifying glass.
No, but that's the thing. Like, I just remember being as a kid growing up, you know, when he played for the Sacramento Kings, when he played for Detroit. Yeah, just remember, I couldn't take him seriously, because I was like, he reminds me of a cat. He had these, like, cat-like claws.
I never noticed.
It's eerie. Like, Google later.
I'm not going to Google Corliss Williamson's fingernails.
I'm going to Google it for you, and I'm going to send you a picture later tonight.
Oh, my God.
When I think you're about to go to bed, go to sleep, I'm going to send this image. You're going to look at your phone, you're going to go, and it's going to be stuck in your head forever. But what I wanted to say, like, wouldn't that affect your shooting? Wouldn't long fingernails affect the shot?
No, because you don't shoot with your fingernails.
Off the release, like in the flick and the follow through. Surely, like, the ball's catching a little bit of claw. Is this me?
How long were they exactly?
Am I the only one out there who's thinking this?
You're on your own, buddy.
I need some Courtside members to support me in this. I don't think I'm the only one who's noticed his long fingernails.
Have you seen yours? Look at the picture now.
I'll buy it.
They're disgusting. I think you're the only one. You will not get a reply. Hank McCoy is a weirdo.
I'm going fishing later. I'm going fishing. Fishing for some comments. Well, I wanted to get into... We actually touched on this subject last week, but due to technical difficulties, that show didn't air. So I want to touch on it again. But Detroit, they throw Brandon Jennings a lifeline out in the horizon of the free agency swimming pool. So they've thrown him the lifeline. They've made the trade, bring him in for, you know, a handful of young pieces, including Brendan Knight. So, your thoughts on Jennings joining Detroit?
I love it. I've always been a fan of BJ, of the Brandon Jennings variety. Like I've said to you before, the thing that really interests me is that they do look good on paper.
Yeah.
How is Mo Cheeks going to get all this talent to come together? And how's he going to get Brandon Jennings to buy into getting other guys involved first, keeping guys happy? Although it won't matter with Andre Drummond much.
He's really got to become a facilitator a little bit more, right?
He does, yeah. If he buys in, I want to see him getting 8-9 assists a game.
I wonder how much of that is just, you know, NBA myth as well. You know, some guys just seem to grab this stigma. I mean, you come in as rookie, you had the 55 point game. Like, I've watched a few Bucks game and Jennings seems fine. I mean, considering the talent he's had around him, I mean, he's kind of in a tough spot because, yes, he has to facilitate, but he's kind of the first option as well.
Yeah, I agree. In that 55-point game, he shot out of his skin. He was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But you look at his shooting percentages, and I know he has to take a lot of shots, but I think he hasn't shot over 40% his whole career yet.
Wow. I wonder if that's more volume, though.
Yeah, it is. And look, he's going to get way better looks in Detroit. He's got Munro in the middle. He's got Smith commanding attention. I think Pope's going to really help the Pistons. I like him there.
One thing you pointed out a few shows ago, and one thing that, you know, he didn't have in Milwaukee, when he got drafted to the Bucks, it was, you know, straight into the starting lineup under Scott Skiles. I mean, I suppose you can count Scott Skiles as one, but in Detroit, with them having Chauncey Billups back, he really has a mentor.
Oh, big time.
And I think there's a huge difference that, you know, the coach can't be the mentor as well.
No.
Like, even though Skiles had the credentials at point guard, you know, I think he still holds the assist record to this day. It's different, you know? It's different now for...
Oh, absolutely. I think he'd be crazy not to pick Billups' brain. And I think Billups is the type of veteran who would go up to him and just go, you know, you're doing this the wrong way, you know, during a game or something.
Yeah.
At halftime and say, you should, you know, try this, do this, try that. And, like, what a better... God, have next year. He's done it all. He's won championships. He's finals MVP.
Mm.
And Billups did it while being able to score 16, 17, 18 a game himself.
Yeah. Do you think Jennings needs to bulk up?
No, I don't think so.
He still looks skinny as to me. I don't know. Like, I mean,
there are some dudes, though, who lift weights who don't bulk up, but they get stronger. But I don't think so.
You know who those guys are? The guys who don't lift enough.
That's me. I don't lift enough. I don't lift anything except coffee and donuts.
I don't know, man. I think it needs a little bit of bulk. Just one more thing on Jennings. Mm-hmm. He's wearing number 7 in honor of Kenny Anderson. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, cool. I was wondering what number he's going to wear.
Yeah, number 7. I was like, that. You know what? Just jumped up a little bit in my stakes.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is really good.
Are Detroit contenders now?
Nah, I don't think they're contenders.
Wait,
you know what they are? They're the new Atlanta Hawks.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I win their fair share of games.
Interesting, considering the franchise guy just left Atlanta for Detroit.
Mate, if Dumas thinks that Smith is the guy to lead him to a chip, he's dreaming.
Tell him he's dreaming.
he might have saved his job with this off season that he's had.
They've had a big off season.
Because I was saying he fluked that Overwatch championship.
Now we've got to talk about it. I know you've been hanging to talk about this.
My boy's back.
Greg Oden is taking his crutches to South Beach.
That's a bit harsh, mate.
He's decided to sign a 2-year deal with the Miami Heat. Okay. First of all, is this the right decision for Greg Oden? Is this the right decision for Miami Heat?
Yes and yes, and I'll tell you why. He's 100% healthy, I think.
No, he's not.
He's not?
Oh, he's not. He's never going to be 100% healthy.
Look, he's 100%. He's in the best shape of his life, apparently. Mm. I can't wait to see what he looks like. Might have a bit of an Enes Kanter crush sort of effect like you have. but I think with Chris Anderson there, you know, give him 20 to 25 minutes a game. Anderson plays the rest. I think Joel Anthony's the third string now, centre.
Well, I heard they're trying to move him on now. But
well, there you go. But also, let's not forget what a beast Oden is on D in the low post. And when I tell this on Facebook. I got a bit angry on Facebook.
Ooh.
You know, people just got to get off Oden's ass. He's an absolute beast, and he's going to help against teams like Indiana.
Yeah.
If he can stay fit, and I don't believe in God, but man, I'm praying for him. he can just help teams like that. And I went and shot around today with Craig Walton, courtside member, and he's excited. He's set three-peat because we've got Oden.
No, that's not happening.
I disagreed wholeheartedly. But surely, start him off 20, 25 a game.
How many games are you expecting out of him?
60.
60 games out of 82. 60. Is that 60 games regular season and playoffs?
That's regular season.
Regular season, 60 games. I think that's... See, I don't like this move for Greg Oden.
Why?
All right, let me first get this out of the way. For Miami Heat, love the move. Okay, they need to build up on the rest of the talent, fill out the rest of the roster on the cheap, which is what they're doing with Oden. You know, they're taking this gamble. That's, unfortunately, that's, you know, it's going to be them for the next couple of years unless they decide to break up the big three.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally get it. As far as that part of it goes, that signing, I love it. If you can get Oden anywhere close to half a season out of him, he helps. If you can get him healthy for playoffs, look, for anyone who doubts the kid's talent, needs to check themselves because you just need to watch the last end of his Portland days before he got injured and the potential, you know, he was putting up numbers, you know, on the court. So,
yep,
you know, he was a double-double machine. So that small sample size is, you know, that's what they're aiming for. Now, as far as Greg Oden, I don't like this at all.
Where did you want him to go?
Well, I don't think Miami's the right team for him.
There's no pressure on Greg Oden.
There is plenty of pressure. There is plenty of pressure playing in Miami. They're back-to-back championships. They're chasing a three-peat. If you don't, this is going to be Eddie Curry all over again.
Oh, do not. Do not compare Eddie Curry.
Okay, well, let's look
at... Don't be like those peanuts on Facebook.
No.
Don't think so, buddy.
No, because everyone said the same thing about Eddie Curry, and then it was like, well, Miami's biggest weakness is, if you call it a weakness, is that, you know, they're rebounding and defending, and the amount of pressure that got put on Eddie Curry to, well, get fit again,
yeah, well, Eddie
to get on the court and to produce, I don't like it. I don't like it for Greg Oden himself. I think he would have been much better going with a younger team where he could, you know, he's going to be pushed to get healthy, and they're going to...
But he's working out like a madman.
Yeah, look, there's one... He's worked out like a madman before. He put all that bulk on, and then what did he do? He tore his knee out again.
He has dropped a ton of weight. He's in best shape of his life.
Well,
he's making a real go of it. Do not... I'll tell you now, mate. Eddie would beat Eddie Curry with him on his crutches. Eddie Curry went into that Miami training camp overweight. Greg Oden's coming in.
Look, all I'm saying is... If you're a Miami Heat fan, I mean, if you're a Miami Heat fan, you're already starting to put pressure and expectation on him.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're not. You're wrong.
Are you kidding me? You just said it not 2 minutes ago that you were shooting around with Craig and he's already predicting a three-peat because they got Greg Oden.
Yeah, but he's just got to come down from the high.
He's just a Miami Heat fan. That's right.
He's a bandwagon Miami Heat fan. 20 to 25 a night, he will be fine. And then, if you know, if his body's holding up, build it up just a little bit, little by little.
By the end of
the season, he could be their starting center.
You are throwing expectation and pressure on the kid.
No, I'm being positive. Let's You know, this kid's worked his ass off to get back. He's had
I want to see Greg Oden be the Greg Oden.
Instead of just, oh, Oden Curry again.
Look, I want to see Greg Oden, you know, hit his potential. Potentially, he could be one of the best centers in the league.
You're like the media in this country, mate.
What?
They want to build people up, what? Just to chop them down. That's the tall
puppy. That's the thing. I'm not trying to build him up. Leader. I'm not trying to build him up. He's not ready to be built up.
Mate, he is ready to go. I'm
not ready to go. He needs to be he's, you know, end of the season, Miami's starting center. Come on.
You're telling me he couldn't start, right? If he's playing well, you still could only give him 20 to 25 a
That's
game.
A lot of ifs, man. That's a lot of ifs to throw on a guy who's coming off.
Well, of course, he's had 3 micro fractures, but are you telling me his goal by the end of the year isn't to be a starting centre for the NBA?
Look, his personal goal.
And that's a bloody good goal because he can do it.
Hey, it's a great goal from a personal goal, but I don't think Miami, that's the thing, I don't think Miami should be throwing that pressure on him.
Mate. Let me tell you, if Sam Bowie can come back,
and be a half decent
centre in the league, when he averaged 15 at one stage and he had like 400 steel rods in his leg,
come on!
Don't tell me Greg Oden can't be a decent centre in this league. You're kidding yourself.
I'm not saying he can't. I'm just saying this. I don't believe it's the right situation for him.
Of course it is. He's got a guy next to him in Chris Anderson. It'll take a lot of the minutes at centre. You've also got Bosch who'll spell in there.
You're already talking about him taking the starting centre spot, Vince.
No, I said he could. If it all goes well, of course he could.
Of course. That's right.
That's what I said.
But
I'm not saying starting opening night. That's just silly. But, you know, you're still got to give the guy 20 minutes a game, 25 minutes
all a game. All I'm saying is, look, love the signing from Miami Heat standpoint. Love the thought behind it. Love it all. If I'm Greg Oden, though, I think you might even come to regret the decision. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I just think let's throw some positive vibes his way. He's, man, I mean, 3 micro fractures. No one's ever come back from that. No one stepped on an NBA court after 3 micro fracture surgeries. So,
no.
Jesus Christ. Let's throw some good vibes his way. Let's not start saying he's another Eddie Curry. They're totally different.
No. I was only using that example. I wasn't saying...
No, but there's people on Facebook and Twitter calling him another Eddie Curry. That's just...
Ah, that's silly. I was just using that as an example.
Yeah, check yourselves before... you wreck yourself. Just a BG. I'll never forget him saying that.
Check yourself before BG wrecks yourself. Wait. Doesn't make any sense.
Makes no sense.
We'll run with it.
Yeah, it's just really annoying. But I hope he does so well.
You know, it'd be awkward if I didn't hit record. But I did, so it's all right.
I was going to put this iPad straight through your skull. I really was.
Oh, my heart stopped for a minute because I was like, shit, did I press record then? And I had to click and check. Now, of course, every week... we ask you guys, the fans out there, on the Courtside Facebook page, all caps Courtside, what topics and teams would you like to hear us talk about on this week's show? And we have been rewarded, Vince.
Usual suspects.
The usual suspects. David Pendevsky.
All right.
Yeah. Get the hang of this.
He will belt living suitcase out of you if you stuff that up again.
Oh, he looks... Yeah, I'm not taking him on.
He's a big guy.
He looks like a big unit. He asks, sorry, which signing/trade will be the first player move? What team is going to get cold feet the quickest? Who's your money on?
I do have a very big soft spot for the T-Wolves, and I don't mind. I think they might get a little frustrated with Kevin Martin. I think they might come February, they might go, you know what, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
I love the T-Wolves. It is a good signing. I would have preferred OJ Mayo there. But it's a decent signing because he's, you know, Martin's so efficient and he's a nice big guard, but he doesn't play a lot of D, which that's the only thing the only reason why I put him there as the guy who might get traded, because I think Adelman and especially Saunders might just go, you know what, it's your defense, man. It's poo.
I'm a little concerned for the T-Wolves that they still haven't re-signed Peck.
Yeah.
It's a little concerning now, right? I mean, you know, I mentioned a few shows back and you're like, nah. But I mean, now it's a couple of weeks, man, and I still haven't worked out a deal. I mean,
I did leave a message on the Timberwolves Explosion Facebook page saying, are you guys getting a bit worried? But no response. Maybe they're worried.
Yeah.
Maybe they're in denial.
Maybe the red flags are up and
they don't want to address it.
They're out searching for another center.
Like, if you're Peck's agent right now, I mean, you've got to be shopping, right? You might want to re-sign in Minnesota, but you've still got to see what else is out there.
Could he end up at Philly?
I have got this weird vibe, and, you know, now I've said that, he'll probably just, you know, it'll be announced tomorrow, the re-signing, but I've got this weird vibe he's not going back to Mini.
Could Mini trade him to the Knicks for Chandler?
A sign and trade?
That's what I'd be, if he's not staying, that's what I'd try and get.
I don't think New York do that deal.
Well, you can ask.
That is true.
You can always ask if they want to pick.
They could do what I do, and just when I get puzzled, I just ask the magic 8-ball.
You idiot. Yeah, it is getting a bit long in the tooth, that negotiation, but I think he wants about 54, 58 mil.
Yeah.
It's probably a bit high, even though I've got him in my top 10 of centers because I do like the big fella. But, a bit high, 58, 54.
Back to David's question. My pick for the player, or the team rather, that will get, you know, the cold feet syndrome, I actually think it might be Detroit.
With Smith?
Yes.
Because it jacks up anything.
Well, I just think if Smith is quick to go back to his usual tactics, it could be a little bit of a head scratcher, especially on that contract. I mean, he got the deal he wanted, but I mean, when you've got a guy like Drummond and Greg Monroe already, the plan is, from what I've been hearing, Vince, is that Smith's going to play the three.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
I don't know. I think he's past his years playing the three. I mean, I know he entered the league playing the three spot.
You know, Monroe's not going to go on the bench, so Drummond can start at the centre. So, you know, Drummond wants to play power forward. So unless you want to pay Joe Smith all that money to Joe Smith. What's his name? Josh.
Josh Smith.
All that money to come off the bench, you're playing him at the three.
You've got it right.
But I mean, he's going to cause mismatch problems at the three, but he's also going to...
He's going to hurt you on the other end as well.
Yeah, some guys are going to
play. But you know what? The thing, you know, I think we overlook about Josh Smith is he's a great defender.
He is.
You know, he gets blocks. Yeah, like, I mean, you know, they talk about LeBron running down and, you know, the chase down blocks. Well, you know, I've seen my fair share of Josh Smith ones as well.
I remember in his rookie year, he blocked 10 shots in a game once and then just got overlooked.
Yeah.
Like, no one really noticed it. I'm like, do you realise Smith just blocked 10 shots? It's like, man.
It's crazy, right? It's a crazy stat, right?
Yep.
Our next question comes from courtside faithful and all-around nice guy, Brenton Cunningham. He wants to know what Hank and Vince's top 5 basketball shoes are.
Fabulous question. I'll go first.
In no particular order.
No particular order. I didn't know I was going to say that.
Because I need to think of some. What do you got?
No particular order. I'm going to go for Shaq Gnosis.
Yep.
So I recently got a pair, thank God. Pair of D Browns next. Got a pair of those as well.
Ooh, yeah. Reebok Omni Pumps. I like. Yep.
Love.
Now, the ones he wore, the black ones?
Yep.
Yep, okay.
I've wanted a pair since 91. I remember watching that dunk comp. Yep. Mum was doing the ironing and I was watching it. I was like, Mum, I want a pair of those shoes. She goes, nah.
Don't you reckon for us guys, side note, it's all about like having that shoe we're never allowed to have?
She wouldn't buy me a pair of Shaq Gnosis.
Two of my best mates had a pair of Shaq Gnosis, and I was like, my mum was like, I'm not walking down the street with you wearing those shoes. You're not having them.
My mum was like, here's some Aero Sports. And I'm like, thanks.
My mum and dad were like, here's another Dunlop K26 for you. Do you want the green silver or do you want the navy blue silver?
The K26s. They're in my top 5.
I was poor.
The next one would be the Sean Kemp Kamikaze ones.
The Kamikaze ones?
Yeah, I've got a pair of Kamikaze 2.
They're nice. I had a pair of them.
They're nice, but the ones I had, I absolutely destroyed them. I played with them every day.
Yeah.
So I want to get a pair of those again, but yeah, that's my third. The fourth, the Jordan, I can't remember which, actually, I think they're the, I don't know what. I'll tell you when I saw them, that I think in 92 he wore them.
Yeah. What series?
Is
it the Blazers series?
I think it is, yes.
Does it have the strap across the...
Don't think it's got a strap. You know elsewhere, I was watching White Man Can't Jump today.
Oh, yeah.
White Man Can't Jump. The black fella at the courts, and he's wearing the Bulls jersey. He's wearing the pair that are my favourite Jordans. I'm thinking
it's either the Jordan 4s or it's the Jordan 8s, but I think it's a four.
I think.
Yeah.
But I just there's too many Roman numerals and shit. I can't remember.
What's your last one?
I can't think of my last one. Oh, there's these Dominic Wilkins Reebok pumps that I absolutely love.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but geez, they're expensive on eBay and that.
Real high.
Oh, I saw a pair for $600. I'm like, no, that's like a day's pay.
Do you get Nick's sweat in there or?
Yes, you get his DNA, you can clone him.
Sweet.
Play in your rec league. No, they range from like 600 to 300 to 400. It's like, it's just too much. What about your good self?
Mine, I would have to go with the N1 slip-on shoes. Everyone had them. What? No laces. What? N1, they did this shoe and you just slipped it on. It was like this really cool, I don't know, low-cut basketball shoe. I can't remember the name of them, but geez, they were awesome. And I must have had like 3-4 pairs, just tore through them, and like you weren't supposed to play ball in them. They were just like, you know, the shoe for after ball, but everyone played them anyway.
No wonder you blew your knee.
Yeah, probably. my number two, I would have to say the Jordan 3 in a true blue colorway. Just one of my favorite J's. Really comfy. I usually wear them for work all the time. What am I? Number three now? Number three, I will go with... I'm going to go with some Converse Larry Johnson Aero Jams.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Yep.
Anything Larry Johnson.
Either colorway. The white with the turquoisey color, that was really cool. Yep. Or the black with the turquoise. And it had the React juice on the bottom. That, like, kids at my school were, like, trying to drink and stuff. Oh, my God, they're awesome shoes.
Why would you drink that?
I don't know. Maybe they thought that was the juice to drink to...
get some hops.
Turn into grandmama.
Oh, my God. People are stupid in Sydney.
Oh, mate. Well, this is down the coast, so...
people are stupid down the coast.
My number four, I'm going to go with the Penny 2. Played in that shoe a lot. Love it. It's great. Looks awesome, casual, soft. Penny was the man growing up. He was the next MJ.
Was not.
But he was Shaq's sidekick and then kind of became his own star. And he had the cool commercials with the Little Penny. And I always remember that commercial with him and Little Penny walking down the street. And he's wearing the jeans and the navy blue top and wearing his Penny 2s. And I was like, I want to have that outfit when I'm older. So that's, yeah, that shoe's right up there.
Then he blew out his knee and that was it.
I did eventually. But not then.
No, him. He did his knee.
Oh, him. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Wasn't the same after that. I've heard you talk about these Jalen Rose rat balls.
All right, that was going to be my final one. My fifth one would be the Adidas rat balls. Jalen Rose, first signature shoe for Adidas. And I still have, you know, the cutout commercial on the back of one of my Slam mags. You know, in a little sleeve in one of my basketball folders out the back. And I had the shoe.
I tried Googling them, and I can't find a picture of them anywhere.
They are so hard to find, and people do not know where they are.
If you've got a picture, send them to me.
And make sure you Google Adidas rat ball.
Oh, okay.
Because if you just Google rat balls,
yeah, no,
it's not pretty. I'm just going to say. Okay, a lot of experimental, weird stuff going on. But Adidas rat balls, you'll be hard-pressed to find some. On Google, I've found the shoe, a couple, but I haven't found the colorway I had as a kid.
I've never heard of them.
But yeah, I had this low-cut version of them, and they were fantastic.
Nice.
And it was, you know, one of my favorite players growing up, so I had to have the shoe, and... I begged my dad to buy it for me at halftime at a tournament down at Ulladulla, and yeah.
Ulladulla.
That's right.
My God, where the hell did you grow up?
In the middle of nowhere, my friend.
Good Lord.
So there you go, Brenton. An extensive delve into the minds of Hank and Vince's top five basketball shoes.
He just bought himself a brand spanking pair of Jordans for $90.
Did he? Was he too good for us?
Let me tell you something. It hasn't helped his game 1 ounce.
But damn, he looks good.
He looks good. He's dropped about 50 pounds. He looks fantastic.
Our final question comes from your better half, Vince. She wants us to talk about Big Brother because you really love that.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Do people outside Australia know what Big Brother is? Do they have Big Brother in other countries?
Yeah, they have in UK and the US and stuff.
Okay, cool.
I have actually threatened her with divorce if she keeps watching that.
Fair call.
It is the most... You have to be a brain-dead peanut to watch that. And I thought my wife was intelligent because she did marry me after all. But I don't know. What is she doing? I think she's watching it right now as we record. It's...
I can't stand reality shows.
What's going on? Australia's got talent and X Factor. I'll tell you now, Australia's got no talent.
The X Factor is we have no talent.
Oh, my God. Just enough. And marry my boy. Have you seen that one lately?
I am not watching that garbage.
She'll start watching that. And she expects me to spend QT with it. No offense.
I am not watching that crap.
Go in the other room and play some PlayStation.
Now, I was thinking about that and I had a bit of a chuckle when I did see her put that question up. But because I always say your wife's name wrong. Can you say your wife's name?
Her name is Charissa.
Charissa. Because I always say Carissa. I'm sure she gets it all the time, right?
She does. She gets shit.
Of course she does. Because it's not even a name. Yeah. So I feel like a real ass for not saying the name right. So say it again.
Charissa.
All right. So we've got it recorded. It's down.
Don't call her Charisse. Don't call her Carissa. I've heard people call her Charissa. She hates all those.
Now, I was thinking about a question. I thought, wow, that's interesting. Imagine Big Brother NBA style. Who would be the best and worst NBA player to be stuck in a room with for, say, a month? Best and worst, who you got?
I'm telling you now, the best, and I love this man with a passion, is Dennis Rodman.
No way, you're mad.
What? Come on. The guy...
I reckon he has lost his marbles. You would be like... It'd be... Well, I suppose in one aspect, you'd probably get a different Dennis Rodman every day.
Dude, this guy would bring in chicks. He'd have some hashish. What else would he have? He'd have the alcohol.
He'd know how to party.
So much fun.
But I reckon he'd be like, you wouldn't want to party with him. He'd be weird party. He'd be like,
He'd be weird party.
You go to those parties, they're a little bit weird. You know, he's that guy who turns it up to another notch that people don't want to go.
What sort of notch?
Well, you know, there's the wild party, and then there's always that one guy who wants to like just take it to another level when everyone's cool with the party that's going on. He's never content.
He wouldn't be that bad now because he's like 50.
I don't know, man. I reckon he's too many fumes, man. I love Dennis, man, but I don't want to be stuck with him for a month.
No, it'd be good. Because you know what? He'd start to open up about his life after a while. There's only so much partying he could do and drinking he could do.
He might be like a crying drunk, though. You know your mate who always... You know how everyone has like a mate that when they get... drunk, they get a bit emotional and it's like they're released. So every time you get out of them, they're always end of the night, they're broken down crying.
No, that's gone, mate. Small enough, they're hard men, hard, tough men. don't cry. mate, I would cook the man up, you know, we'd say, Dennis, let's have a barbie.
You want a bromance for Dennis Rodman, don't you? Admit it.
Oh, absolutely. I own every Rodman jersey. Apart from the Pistons one.
Don't worry, mate. I think he'd be happy wearing the dress.
I've got any magazine that had any snippet of Dennis Rodman in it, I bought it.
Wow.
It could be on the cover. There'd be an article. I'd buy it. I've got like a whole tub full just totally devoted to Dennis Rodman magazines.
All right. Who'd be your worst NBA player to be stuck in?
Worst? Let me see. Wow. Tony Parker.
Oh, really?
I just reckon he's a knob. Yeah, it just strikes me as a knob.
Wow.
No, stupid French accent. He strikes me as a knob. I just think, I don't know if it's just his face in general, but he just shits me. Great player, but he shits me to tears.
I don't really have a best because I just think I'd just, you know, pick some of my favourite players. because I just, they'd probably be sick of me. I'd just be like asking them all these questions all the time. Like, oh, what about this? What about this? What about when you're down that? Oh, see, what do you think about, like, you know?
But see, that's why Dennis would be awesome, because there's so much more to talk about other than ball.
Yeah. But that's all I want to talk about. See, I'm that guy. I just want to talk about ball. Like, yeah, I don't care what personal problems you got going on. What about that time you took that jump shot from the top of the key? And, you know, that'd be me. So I don't really have a best, but I know who would be my worst. You ready for it?
Yeah.
I reckon the worst would be Rip Hamilton.
Really?
Yeah, he looks like a guy who would steal your food. And then hurt himself and have to do all the work because he hurt himself.
I would love to rip that protection he has on his face and go, mate, you broke your nose 10 years ago and you still wear this thing. Are you an idiot? Like, why does he still wear it?
We could have a mask off, me and Rip. I get a better mask than him, admit it.
You wear yours for a reason. I haven't worked that reason out yet. But, boy, he broke his nose 10 years ago and he still wears it every game.
Don't you reckon he looks like someone who just, like, if you were in the Big Brother house with Rip Hamilton, he'd, like, slip and do an ankle and he'd be laid up. He'd be sitting on the lounge and, like, you'd feel obligated because, you know, he's an old NBA player to go get him some food or whatnot. And he'd play on it for, like, 2 weeks. And then while you weren't looking or while you're sleeping, you'd sneak out to the fridge and steal all the food, like, and just eat it.
If you say so.
Have I been thinking too much about this?
Way too much. Which is the norm.
Oh. I need to come back past the line.
Jeez.
I'm in the horizon right now. Talk myself back. Come on, Hank.
No, but Rip does shoot me for the simple fact he still wears that bloody protection over his face.
I don't mind the protection so much, but what concerns me is the sweatband over the protective headgear, because the headgear doesn't sweat.
Watch out! Here it comes!